David Lee Roth
on 92.3
Free FM.
Roth Radio. All kinds of interesting guests this morning. We just got off with the action figure herself, Paris Hilton. She is like an action figure. She is better than the real thing here. And we were talking to our friend here about the Toy Fair and all the cool stuff that's coming up there. It all kind of comes from the comics, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Paris Hilton is like a comic character now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Have you been drawing lately, Animal? Have you been?
I draw every day. It's a religion to me, man.
Okay,
I'm always drawing something.
Because I brought you a present here this morning. You know, the other day we were talking about typefaces, you know, the lettering that you use in the cartouches.
I've been waiting on that.
Okay.
Thanks, yeah.
I brought you a book here. This is from my favorite typeface place. This is called House Industries, houseindustries.com. And they make all the best kinds of typefaces here. And what I recommend that you do is take this, because you're working with pen and ink, okay?
Yeah.
You're not duplicating their stuff, but they've got all kinds of great typefaces here and things. You can use it in your comic work and everything here.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Have some fun with that,
thanks,
man.
Thanks a lot.
You know, a lot of times if people don't speak English, you can tell what the important message is just by the typeface that works in there. Animal's a cartoonist here, so go ahead and have some fun with that.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks a lot, D-Row.
Anytime. Yeah, houseindustries.com. They make the best typefaces. You'll see all kinds of interesting things in there. Maybe we'll put some of your artwork on the internet at some point.
Oh, that'd be great. I have to tone it down a little bit because, you know, most of my good stuff do not have clothes.
Well, it's the internet. So far,
okay, that's real.
So far, it's censorship free. Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. I got some stuff now then.
At any rate, you know what? We skipped album review a couple of days ago because we did so much with the Grammys. That was all music all week in here. But let's go ahead and deconstruct the new Sheryl Crow album here. This is going to really ruin my social reference here. I'm not going to be able to hang out anywhere. I haven't actually heard the record, but I know me. AA Roth Radio. Go ahead. We're going to listen to the Sheryl Crow. This is her new album. I think it's called Wildflower. And the first, the first song is called I Don't Know Why. I don't know if that's in reference to the title, but who knows? Go ahead. Swing on it. Sheryl Crow, first song from her new album. Here we go.
They say love keeps on growing. It's the one thing that I felt I've always known.
All right, let's stop being 12 years old. Come on now, here we go.
'Cause it wouldn't matter where you're going.
All right, no wonder Lance bailed on her. Seriously, give me the loop, man. Seriously, I think probably what happened there is she's affecting that 12-year-old voice. It sounds like this. Play it from the top one more time. Play it from the top one more time. Here we go. Hit it.
All done. Okay.
Cat's in the cradle and it's in dead zone. And the cat's in the cradle and the mamba zone.
She sounds like Sasha 20 years ago.
It's the one thing that I felt I've always known.
Here's something I know. Turn the track off. Put the loop back up here. I'm going to play you another voice that rings true just like this, because I got no problem with voices that aren't Barrel House. I don't need to have big, brassy sounding chicks all the time. Take a listen to this next one. Go for the top of this one here. It's the same kind of tone. This is the Pointer Sisters. Same kind of vocal tones. Here we go.
I'm riding in your car.
Not much has changed, huh? What's this, from 20 years ago?
You're pulling me close.
A little more soul?
A little more.
No.
Hey, that's Animal's version of soul.
Like
you know the words? Sing it.
You know,
no, I'm a liar. When we kiss, fire.
Go, Animal. It's Animal's house, baby. You know the rest of the words? Go ahead.
Fire.
Late at night.
I love it when
you're kicking me high.
That's where I'm going.
You say you wanna stay.
I don't wanna stay.
I say I wanna be alone.
It's better than the real thing.
I say I don't like you. But you know I'm a liar. When we kiss, ooh, fire.
Stop him before he kills again there. There you go.
I knew a few words, man. I forgot most of it.
But you knew the groove. You knew the groove. Do you think you'll ever learn the Sheryl Crow groove from that first song?
Ah, Dave, I was about to throw up, man.
Put the second Sheryl Crow song on there. This comes off of her new album, Wildflower. This is called The Perfect Lie. Hit it.
Cigarette all inside my head.
Sounds like one of the toys we just reviewed.
Me not to forget words.
Okay, you want to wake up to that every morning? Can you possibly imagine? Of course Lance Armstrong gave up on this. Be serious, man. Really. That's it is that. Please love me. It's like the vice president or something. Put on number 11 from the Pointer Sisters. Same kind of vocal tone, same kind of rhythmic sort of a treatment here. And here's where it comes with a little bit of soul power. Go ahead, hit up number 11, track 11 there. Here we go. Here's a chick with hormones. Here we go.
Instantly.
Groove.
Sing it, baby.
Woo! Even the guitar's got hooks. Hooks deluxe. Check this out. This.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your will.
That's a chick.
All of my defenses down.
Look an animal go, baby.
Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems run.
You got it, man.
All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak.
Now listen to this chorus. Same vocal tone, same approach, all girl band. Here we go. Just kind of dissing that because they didn't have all the technical facilities back then. You didn't have all the multi-tracking. You didn't have a whole lot of the computer. Didn't have any computers when that record was made. It was all about being in the studio and actually being able to deliver. Give us number three. Number three on the Sheryl Crow. This is the Wildflower album. Go ahead, Hutch, whenever you're ready. So much, I don't need my Ambien prescription anymore.
Good is good and bad is bad.
Shut up.
But you don't know which one you had.
Stop. Stop. These are lyrical felonies. I'm going to send her to poetry prison for life plus forever. Please step away from the notepad.
That one kind of sounded like a Guns N' Roses song at first, slowed down. I thought it was going to be a Guns N' Roses hit or something. That's what it kind of sounded like to me.
Well, that's if you're only playing some very, very basic chords, and you've heard the old legend that all you need is three chords and an attitude. Sure, if you know three chords, every inversion of that chords, how to use a capo with those chords, how to detune the bass strings to accommodate the chords, because that's what Keith Richards is doing. Every time he says, yeah, mate, it's just three chords and an attitude. Yeah, three chords and 75 bastard cousins of it that you spent your entire lifetime learning, okay? It's not three chords. It's 35 variations of the three chords that you got to know. What I'm hearing here with her is just the basic three. And that same insipid tone, this goes like this. All right. Maybe on your first three dates with Lance, honey. Maybe that worked on his libido. Okay, I'm going to buy into that. But how many times in a row? Play your next one here. Sheryl Crow, Wildflower. Play number four, I guess.
Four.
Here we go. Chances are. Swing on it. Big intro. Somebody's been traveling. Anytime you got this much intro, there's a problem. Here we go. Stop. This is demo tape quality, and I'm hesitant to use the word quality. This is what you send in when you kind of haven't quite figured out the words. Here, go ahead and play it from the top there one more time. I'll show you how to do this. You don't actually have to use any words. As long as you use sexy-sounding vowels and finish with something remotely erotic at the end. Go ahead, from the top.
And then I threw her pants on the floor. And double think it is a slam in the 90s. She bulged her eyes and then she wanted some more. And then I did it and I did it seven times again.
Inside her Speedos. Okay. Play number 12 here from the Pointer Sisters, because again, it's the same kind of vocal tone. Not all of everybody's got to sound like Janis Joplin or Tina Turner, but I think there's a way to spin up a melody here. I'm wondering how long it actually took Cheryl to make this album. This is another Pointer Sisters, same kind of vocal tone, same kind of approach, a little more upbeat. Go ahead, hit it. Number 12 there, babe. Famous title here. See if you can figure this one out. Yep. Instant energy, instant lively. Chase the bicycle. Come on, girl.
Here we go.
Same tone.
Tell me how you want me.
Which one do you want to sleep with?
Feel it in your heartbeat.
Which one do you want to see naked?
That's right.
Oh, you like what you see.
Which one's not going to take any crap from you?
That's right.
Me.
Which one knows how to use
give
it, baby?
You all that you need.
Which one's going to refuse the abuse
and
of it, baby? Which one you want to teach your kid
so
football? I'm trying to share a point here. Let's go back to Sheryl Crow now. We're doing one of our famous album reviews. What did we finish on? Number five?
Yeah. Hit number. No, we're on number five now.
Give it up. This is called Wildflower, and I believe that this is the title track of the new Sheryl Crow record. Go ahead, Wildflower. Hit it up, Hutch. She needs to take what Brooke Shields is taking. How come Tom Cruise doesn't get upset about this kind of music? With this. The only thing worse than being a saint is having to live with one. Can you imagine waking up next to that?
I know, man. I was like, I was about going to sleep. I wasn't waking.
Why is every song of this same tempo tone? Every song is this same, and she's really kind of lost there, huh?
Hey, Dave, don't a good album supposed to start out slow, rise up, and then go down?
It's like foreplay. Like
yeah,
it's like foreplay.
It's still like on the same level.
Yeah, and if you're really good, you never have to deliver the groceries. You just foreplay, 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 foreplay. I'll see you tomorrow. You'll always return for that kind of a thing. What are you saying, Hutch?
I just got one thing to say. Beatles' White Album, Paul McCartney, Mother Nature's Son. That
okay.
was an exact copy. Right,
is it
Brent?
Right? Oh, Mother Nature's Son. Go ahead, play it again from the top one time.
Hold on one second.
Because if she actively stole it unconsciously, not much achievement. But if she's larcenous enough to have tapped into that gold mine and stole it religiously, all the more is her achievement. Now,
oh,
go ahead.
If we had that cut, you could almost play it.
Go ahead. Here we go. Play it one time.
Note
here
for note.
Mother Nature's son.
Here we are.
It's almost exactly.
Here we are. Well, I always wanted to hear the Beatles sung by a woman. Okay, dial in on us, 866-313-3733. Take the next one. Just dial up into the next year. Sheryl Crow, Wildflower. Hit the next one. Six. This is number six, and it's called Lifetimes. Swing. Old tone, right?
Where are your friends now? That ghost in a window bed.
Okay, let's go to the other side of town. Play track two on the Pointer Sisters here, Hutch, if you would. And this is something that was in Donnie Brasco. You might have recollect this song. It was during the disco scene in Donnie Brasco. Track two, this is called Happiness. Go ahead, swing on there. The bicycle champ will marry this one. Here we go.
Your inspiration. I love the way that you give your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation.
Hear that tone? Like velvet.
You're my invitation to.
Upbeat, please.
Happiness. You're full of sweet surprises. Happiness.
As he is.
You fill my heart desire more.
Look at Animal.
More, yeah, more. Make you want to move.
You hear the tone difference? Same kind of a transparent tone. It's still that same wavy kind of a tone, but
I love the way you watch the world.
It's like three. She's got a voice big enough for three people. Check that out. Don't go away. We're going to finish this album review right after this. Happiness. Yeah.
David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Radio, DLR, D-Row in the house, mighty large, so large I need a barge, Sarge. Yeah, we're reviewing the Sheryl Crow album here, Wildflower. You want to play a couple more cuts before we open up the phones on this one?
Whatever. Take you want, boss.
The Letter to God, number seven, The Letter to God. I wonder if God's just a slob like us. Sounds like a God song. Why is God always sad?
I woke up late, put my sweater on, and I walked down to the shop. I stood in line.
Chili dog lyrics. Okay. Take the groove. Here we go. Do the sound, guys. Do it on the microphone. Turn the song down, Hutch. So I walked onto the chili bar. I got a dog. It was wrapped in wax paper. and I spilled some on my shoe.
Turn the track off.
Chili dog lyrics are when you do too much. Too much information. Here we go. I went down to the chili dog store. I got a chili dog. I got a little more. I got some mustard and some ketchup. I wrecked it with a little bit of relish. I'm just that kind of fella. I was wearing shoes, socks, pants, belt. A buckle was holding it up. Put it back on. Here we go. Sheryl Crow. She's crowing. Okay, live it up. This must be an upbeat tune. Number 8 here, Hutch. Swing on this. We're reviewing the new Sheryl Crow Wildflower album. She's going to live it up. I just know it. Now, that's my track. that's the Roth theme song here. Go ahead.
Number 8.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
God is still sad. Okay. What is there, 4 of her singing? Avril Lavigne, I love it. Is this the single? I would choose this as the single.
Yeah, me too.
Chorus, please. You're up. I'm sorry, it's the same tone. Guys, that's the exact same tone, right? And what they did is they quadrupled the voice. You know what she's been doing? She's been sitting around and following the bicycle racer around for too long. You got to start to focus on this stuff. Brian, what do you think, man?
Didn't she used to have a little more bluesier vocal tone back in the day?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's pretending to be a little girl for Lance. No, seriously, I hear an identity change here. I hear a real weepy tone that it's transparent. I think there's a self-esteem issue going on here. What do you think, Animal?
Well, I think that should be her single if she hadn't chosen one yet, because that's the only one that got a little beat that I can actually move to.
I don't know that you need even a beat. It's the first one that's got a kind of a solvent melody to it there.
That would make her a one-hit wonder for sure.
Do women cry because it's genetic or because it's a learned response that's a great way to change the subject?
It's a genetic thing.
I'm afraid to take the phones on that one. But this sounds like it's a learned response designed to get Lance to do what she wants. What do you think, Hutch?
Yeah, you remember the first hit she had, All I Want to Do?
Sure.
This does sound kind of similar, and it has that same kind of formula. That was a big hit for her. Mm-hmm. I think this, if this is the single, that's probably what is in her mind. I'm going to make it kind of similar.
Of course. And instead of beefing up on the voice, you quadruple the voices. You simply overdub it a number of times. Listen at this volume, just this volume. You hear how many vocals are there? That's what they asked to do with George Harrison when his guitar was gently weeping. He didn't have a voice that was as strong as John and Paul. So you got to beef it up there, doing on that. All right, put the loop back on here and let's open up the phones. 866-313-3733. Whoever. Just start at the top, brother. It's all conflagration here. Roth Radio. You're talking to Roth. David Lee, you're
Mike
in
this. Mike in Jersey.
Mike, you're on. What do you think? What do you think of Sheryl Crow's new album?
The problem is comparing somebody like Sheryl Crow to the Pointer Sisters. I mean, Sheryl Crow has absolutely no soul.
That's why I compared the two. It's the same kind of a vocal treatment, though, in terms of volume, intensity, the same kind of arrangements. Okay, it's separated by a number of years, but I didn't want to come clawing after her with a big voice like Pink or Tina Turner or any of the other unknowns that I play here on the show routinely. I love female vocalists, okay? And what I'm trying to show is that you can do marvelous things with the same tone. You can do marvelous things with the same kind of orchestration, but there is such a, you know what? All music is good except the boring kind. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, she is as boring gets. I mean, you know, she's Madonna without pop sensibility. She's, you know, Stevie Nicks without a bottle of scotch. You know, she's awful, you know. But,
what would Stevie be without the Jack Daniels? Oh, that's me. can you name a female vocalist that you do enjoy these days? Who popular do you enjoy, my friend? You like Pink?
Everybody is 10, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, Chrissy Hyde from Pretenders had a great voice, you know. Pat Benatar had a great voice, a great range, you know. Aretha Franklin, you know. But
why do you think these kinds of great voices are missing these days? because clearly they are. You know, you have Pink and you have a couple other, but mostly it's populated by Kylie and the Simpson sisters and, you know, that nature. Why do you think that is? Why don't we have any more of these bigger voices?
I was reading an article recently with this guy, Alex Lifeson from Rush, and he was saying that today's music, the labels don't focus on the long term of a band or an artist. They're waiting for that one hit to come out and one hit to break, and if it doesn't, they drop the artist.
But wait a minute. Sheryl Crow has had a long career. She's a really well-known entity. She's got her way. She can record pretty much whatever she wants. What happened here?
I don't know. You know, maybe she is, you know, whipped by Lance. Maybe she doesn't feel like she has to prove anything anymore. You know, maybe she's just, I don't know.
She sounds clearly upset. I hear an existential distantalism, whatever. This is not a happy girl. I agree with you. Thanks for calling. Eric from Jersey says Dave should support her. This is going to be interesting. Eric, you're in the spotlight, Roth Radio. You're talking to D-Row. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. How you doing today?
Good, friend.
Good. Look, I'm not a big Sheryl Crow fan, but I'm going to try and butt heads a little bit and start up.
Please.
I remember getting into music, and we talked before about music. I was the self-taught guy. But, you know, I personally believe, you know, people have, like, their own reasons for getting into music. Not everyone's destined to be the Beatles or Janis Joplin. And they're just expressing themselves. Chances are the album was written and recorded well before any issues with Lance or who knows really what the deal is. But I'm just a little surprised that, you know, being in the music industry, there's always good and bad. But, I mean, these are peers that are, like yourself, expressing themselves through their music. And if it was just for the sole purpose of being a product like Pepsi Cola and using the same formula, we'd have that all over the place. So not that I'm pro Sheryl Crow, but it's more an issue of people are going to, you know, have some sort of mediocrity. Some people are going to be great. And, you know, it's going to influence somewhere, someone down the line. And, you know, it's just that kind of thing where you need to let people have that. And, you know, like I said, it's not my deal. You know, I don't really.
Okay, but what you're suggesting, just like with movies, that is that we should all go to all movies so that we can choose for ourselves, which is a great utopian idea, but who's got the time? In terms of all the new records and new sounds that are presented to us from the TV set, the radio shows like this, the internet and everything, it's not possible to listen to all music all the time. When I got to know what's going on in film, I know three different movie critics that I read or that I watch on the TV, and those guys have an idea much like mine. They have the same kinds of priorities that I do, and when they say A or B plus, then those are the movies that I'll go to. There are also critics who write for the papers. I've had several of them on the show here. Dan Aquilanti, some of the other fellas that I know what their taste is, and it kind of ascribes to mine. Then I look to them, and the best critics are very critic. The best critics are sarcastic. The best critics have the best sense of humor. You ever read Dave Frick in Rolling Stone? What a superb reviewer. He goes to concerts. He reviews CDs. He hates me. He always have. And I'm giving him a salute and say, hey, man, he's one of the best critics ever. He writes like it's prose. It's not just a column in a newspaper. And this is where I learned to critique music. And I've taken a lot of flack for giving different critiques on the same song. When I reviewed Bruce Springsteen's song, Diamonds and Dust, I did four different takes on it. The way I learned to do it from music appreciation. If you're going to teach kids to appreciate music, the first way to get kids to pay attention is, hey, everybody, let's make fun of the music. All right. Then when we're done making fun of the music, we begin to delve into, well, what's good about it? And we start to talk about the band. We start to talk about the vocal tone. Then we start to talk about the political content, if there's any. Then we talk, when we're losing the kids' attention now, we go, okay, anybody hear anything sexy in the music? And you're going to have four different approaches to the same song from the same guy in the same afternoon. People were surprised at that. I know different ways. I know seven different ways to enjoy the same song. Today, we're taking a little wind out of Sheryl Crow's sails. Tomorrow, we may reverse our idea a little bit. I'm sure there's something in the past that we're going to delve into that'll have a little more positive view. But you're saying that I should be supporting her, and why? Tell me. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, not so much supporting her, but just understanding that, you know, first of all, when kids listen to music, they don't think of anything you just mentioned. They're moved. It's an emotion.
Yeah, that's because you're not bothering to share it with them. That's because you're sitting silently and hoping they're going to become sentient beings who somehow absorb all of this information out of the hand of Jesus. If you leave them to their own device, of course that's all they're going to do. Where are you, Dad? Where are you with your explanations of all of these things?
I don't understand your point right there.
My point is that if all they do is feel it, then that's your fault. You're the one who's got to explain. Here's the humor. Here's the sexy. Here's the political content. Here's the melody. Here's the backing track. Here's the production sound. Sounds to me like you're not doing any of that.
Well, if as you grow up and you have your own experiences, you decide what's important to you. Not everyone's going to share the same opinion, and that's the whole thing.
Oh, come on. Only a character believes that just experience can replace a little bit of education. You got to get off your butt and start educating so that they can go out and do the experience and get the mileage according to what you taught them. Dave Roth, let's get this ghetto chariot rolling.
David Lee Roth, the 92.3 Free FM.
David Lee Roth, Roth Radio, live in front of your naked, steaming eyes. I just got an email here. I'm a 36-year-old stay-at-home mom with two children, 3 and 18 months. I'm black, and I have to say I love your show. You bring a lot to the table, and you're not afraid to discuss it. I especially love it when you analyze and critique songs. I've become a loyal listener. Keep up the good work. Hey, friends, if you're enjoying the show, call up your local radio stations. Those of you who are within the sound of my voice, you're already in situation here. But for those of you who are listening in on the internet, picking it up in all these other cities, get on the phone, call the real radio station and tell them Roth first thing in the morning. I'll do drive time midnight, baby. It all fits good for me. Roth first thing in the morning, that could be midnight. Roth 6 a.m. That sounds like happy hours party to me. That sounds like meet at Roth's place. I don't wake up at 6 in the morning. I'm up way before that. So call up your local radio stations. Tell them you want Roth on the station, especially in Los Angeles. We got to get on in Los Angeles. A lot of us moved here coming out of Los Angeles. Corolla's great in the morning. I'm drive time. Happy hour. What do you think? Call him up. Whatever station he's on, get on the internet. Get on your phones. All of you cats down in Texas, I know there's a lot of you listening on the internet right now, all the way around the country. Call up your local radio stations. Tell them what you want. Tell them what it's about. That's what this show is about here. And we're telling you what we think of the Sheryl Crow album here. You know what? Let's just cut to the crash. 866-313-3733. Go ahead and pick up whichever one, man. They all look good to me.
Andrea's calling from sunny Florida, Dave.
Andrea, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, dude. You're awesome.
Thank you, sweetie.
Good work. Rock on. I look like a 20-year-old Cher, okay? 20-year-old Cher. I'm skinny with long brown hair, and I have a voice like Amy Lee. I can hold it. I'm serious. Evanescence, I can sing like Amy Lee, any song. I can sing like Heart, Magic Man, my favorite one from Heart. I can sing like Pat Benatar.
Okay, it sounds to me, I can tell already where you're at in your development, baby. Here's it goes. Is that now you have to start doing these songs in front of an audience. You're going to have to find yourself a collection of musicians who will play either that material or a reasonable modern facsimile of it in front of an audience. What part of Florida are you coming from?
West Palm Beach, sir.
Okay, down in Miami, you have still all kinds of clubs and bars like the Clevelander and these sort of places that have live bands playing with musicians who play with all kinds of recording acts. There's an old saying that says to conquer the South, like South America, you must go north. You have to go to Miami for all of the recording facilities. You have to go there for the video facilities, the film facilities, recording studios, etc., etc. And those musicians who work with all of the Iglesias and the Gloria Estefan and all of these kinds of individuals who live there are always looking for work. They're always looking to play their music, and they put together cover bands, okay? And they go and they work 5 45-minute sets a night, unless you're lucky. Then you're going to work 7 45-minute sets a night. And in Miami during the season, that goes 7 nights a week. You got to go down there, you got to find those musicians and work your way in. If you're good enough, they'll open their arms to you instantly. If you're not as good as you think, they will show their ass to you. And that's a great, great acid test. When I invented my Vegas band, I had a 11-piece band with brass and everything. That's where I went. I moved down to Miami and I found all of my musicians working in cover bands. Turns out half the brass section was from the Miami Sound Machine. I didn't know it when I hired them. Turns out the backup singers and everybody had worked with virtually every popular reggaeton kind of Puerto Ricano song, tropical, etc. And it was a great, great, great experience. You going to follow up on this?
I just wanted to ask you, I'm a little bit insecure when it comes to working with other band members who are on a lower caliber of vocality as I am.
It sounds to me like you're creating a barrier between yourself. It's kind of a reasoning thing that you'll be able to fall back on when they show
everybody wants to be
you.
Everybody wants to be the star. And then I feel that if I put on a show, maybe a whole night of a show, and most of these guys don't have 40 songs ready to go for females, so I got to sit in and sit in with the other songs. But when they don't have the voice to carry it, I feel like they're going to ruin the show.
Please love me. You don't understand me. You don't understand my artistry.
Yeah, you know what? Wake up, kid. Come back when you're a little bit younger. Get your ass out there. Go do your 3 songs and stop whining. This is good for people to hear because there's a lot of characters like you on American Idol. You should think Olympic style. Get yourself into a group, and if it's 3 songs, then it's 3 songs. Knock it out of the roof. How many times did Babe Ruth hit the double homer over the left field fence? Once. In 1 game in his whole career. We're still talking about it. You knock it over the fence in front of a crowd like that in an average Friday night in 3 songs, I guarantee you, you will develop a future. Sounds to me like all you're developing right now is a self-esteem problem and something you can fall back on when you jump ahead in your lack of homework and they show you their butt. What do you think of that?
I think you've given excellent advice, and I'm going to listen to you. I have a rock band now that I just got together with, and that is why I called you, because the guy's like off key and stuff, and it makes me very, I want to punch him.
Sounds to me like these are guys who don't work regularly. Again, if you move down onto Ocean Boulevard, where all those clubs and bars are with all of those live musicians, and this is one of the last places I know of in America where you will run into live musicians playing cover stuff, okay? Brass sections, keyboard players, backup singers, guitarists, all of it is down there. They're all looking for work. And if you aren't great, you are fired instantly, if not sooner. What a great way to test your self-image, huh? Have yourself a really good time and check in with us when you've made the grade, baby. 866-313-3733. Pick up the next one, Hutch. All good calls for me. Roth Radio, New York, Philly,
John in
Dallas.
Boston.
Boston. I landed on the mark. Go ahead, Boston.
Dave, it's a pleasure to speak with the king of soul, because you sing, you have more soul in 3 notes than most people have, you know, screaming all night. So.
Well, I'm schizophrenic. I actually have 7 notes, and it comes from each of my personalities.
There you go. But you know, you make a good point. Cheryl is, I don't know what she's doing. I've heard Cheryl belt on Let It Bleed by the Stones and just kill it. Just unbelievable. But she insists on singing in this off-key voice with no soul. I mean, Joey Ramone sings with more soul than Cheryl could even dream of singing with.
What do you think happened? Why do you think she chose this tone? Because she had a different tone. Is this a result of her love life? Is this a result of, is this what it means when somebody matures? What happened in between the records? What do you think?
David, I'm a 53-year-old musician, okay? I've been playing for years, and you have to admit when you're getting older and go with that. Don't try to, you know, if I went out there trying to wear tight pants, try to act like a 22-year-old, I'd look like an idiot. And she's looking like an idiot right now.
I think that she probably affected a kind of a character that isn't really her. What I'm hearing is an attempt to sound like Britney. I hear a little of an attempt to sound like Lohan or whatever. That little girl tone. Well, that's only good when Sasha, my intern, decides to call me daddy, and I'm encouraging that. But I'm not going to put it over the microphone until I'm really sure that it works out. Thank you so much for calling. 866-313-3733. Bang it on me one more time there, Hutch. Get another call. Shooting
Gotham,
off
Connecticut,
sparks 40 feet long. Connecticut the dots. Go ahead, friend. What's up? You're on, Scott. Roth Radio. Hit it.
He's there.
Is he there? Scott, are you on? Bang it out. Go ahead and hit another one there. Anyways, we're talking about the Sheryl Crow album, and we reviewed most of it. I haven't given it the index number yet. Go ahead.
Chris in the Bronx.
I love the Bronx.
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead, friend. You're on.
I wanted to ask Dave a question.
Dave is here. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm speaking to Dave.
Yeah, this is me, friend. Hit it.
Oh, okay. Listen, I was listening to what you said about Sheryl Crow. I'm a big U2 fan. And they pretty much sing in the same tone, you know, with the edge, with his haunting melody and everything. But yet they can pull it off. Everything sounds the same, but it's still different. And I want to know if David agreed with that.
Dave is here. And yeah, I do agree with that. And you know what? That's an excellent point. I had not thought of. This is one of the most popular bands in history. Okay. U2, we're talking about. And again, Bono sings in that airy tone. It's called a chest voice. Okay. And when you sing up in here, you hear how the air comes down as opposed to, whoa! You hear, there's a difference. And when you sing up in your chest instead of down in your abdomen, then you really get that airy kind of a tone. That's a natural way for people to sing when they haven't been trained. I don't know that Bono ever took singing lessons and knows how to work that bellows, but he's got that upper chest voice, gives it kind of an airy, kind of a dreamy sound, and he does amazing things with it. Come on, Bob Dylan only has two notes, and we're still wearing his t-shirt. Alan, talk to me in Boston. Alan, you're on Roth Radio. David Lee in charge. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, friend.
Hey, you know, I was listening to you judge other people's music, you know, like Sheryl Crow and all these people.
Certainly.
Right? And I think you suck personally. You know, your band is a failure.
Okay.
You're a dried up musician, and now you think you have the right to judge other people's music. Shouldn't you give these people some credit?
Okay, I will. But first, you're a dried-up listener with the same boring call that usually comes in with somebody who doesn't have a thought in his brain, okay? As far as comparing myself to other individuals, I don't do that. I purposely leave out my own music so that I'm a member of the audience. As far as being a critic, it's a healthy, healthy thing. You suck. Don't call back. 866-313-3733. Ooh, Sheryl Crow. So much ardent support here. Sorry, that was my agent. David Lee Roth here. We saw one that was up here on the board here where people were requesting, what is it that I like? I'm going to give you a taste of a voice. This is a female who's approximately the same age as Sheryl Crow, okay? This is a record that comes from 1978, the summer between 78 and 79. People always write in about this when I play it. It's called Mother's Finest. This is the name of the band. It's actually a rock band, and they had a black female singer. I don't know what her name is. The band is not together anymore, okay? I'm going to play most of this song for you. You guys dwell on this, and we'll talk about it first thing in the morning tomorrow.